This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, and of course, yes, it's becoming springtime in the Southeast, and of course, that brings along with it the blasted Bradford pear tree out front, which causes all of my busy throat. But you know what? Let's move on. The gun prohibition lobby loves to claim that the vast majority of you gun owners support their reasonable infringement on an inherent individual right, to the point that they even create their own AstroTurf groups like Gun Owners for Safety and the now defunct American Hunters and Shooters Association. Why, it's just a bunch of us getting together trying to find the common ground. And the whole point of these outfits is to advance that narrative. And one of the most common tactics is the I'm a gun owner, but argument. You've seen it countless times. I'm a gun owner, but I support common sense measures like making it a criminal offense to possess commonly owned firearms and magazines, prohibiting lawful concealed carry almost everywhere in public, making it more expensive to purchase, possess, and even train with a firearm, holding firearms manufacturers liable for the actions of violent criminals. If you'll notice, the one common denominator in all of these things is it penalizes people for not committing any crimes. It takes you, the law-abiding gun owner, who doesn't jaywalk, who doesn't run the red light, who doesn't speed, and you guys become the problem. You're also not rampage killers. You're not mugging people, you know, that kind of thing. I'm reasonably sure that attorney and columnist Mario Nicolaus would be in favor of each and every one of those things because his own I'm a gun owner but narrative goes much further. Writing at the Colorado Sun, Nicolaus says he's a gun owner, but he wants the state to tell him to turn him in. Which brings something up altogether different, but we'll get to that in just a second. Now, in Colorado, the Republican Party is dead. And I'm sure the ghosts of the 2013 recall election still haunt some Democrats. But the fear of the next child dead from a gunshot wound should scare them more. And they're not going to lose their majorities in the next decade, if ever. They may even solidify them if they take even more direct action. Now, according to Mr. Nicolaus, that means getting assault-style guns off the streets. It means cracking down hard on handguns. It means going after ghost guns and criminals who resort to violence. Because, you see, he happens to be a gun owner. but he has also run through a Las Vegas casino afraid of an active shooter, texted with his wife as she hid huddled inside a classroom as a gunman walked outside and paid attention as an officer married to a high school friend has recovered after being shot in the neck by an assailant. He says, I would hand over my gun if the legislature took action. Now, he's starting to sound a lot like David Hogg, to be honest with you, because David Hogg wasn't even in the building at Stoneman Douglas High School. He wasn't in the building when the shooting was taking place. But he survived it, and this is the same thing. So why would we wait for the legislature to do something? Why do that? If Mario Nicolaus doesn't want to own a gun, he can sell it. He can melt it down. He can bury it. He can beat it to death with a hammer. In fact, if he's waiting for the Colorado legislature to approve a ban on gun ownership complete with instructions to hand them over to law enforcement before he divests himself of his own gun, he's going to be twiddling his thumbs for the foreseeable future. Because Democrats in Colorado didn't include a ban on possession in their assault weapons bill that was quietly introduced last Friday night, though I have no doubt that most of the Democratic lawmakers would love to see that provision become law. The Colorado GOP may be on the endangered species list, but that could easily change if Democrats start demanding that current gun owners hand over their firearms. And there is a historical precedent for that, as you know. And moreover, there's a progressive argument against gun bans. Namely, they would lead to more arrests and incarceration on nonviolent possessory offenses, particularly among racial minority groups. That argument wouldn't carry the day with every Democratic lawmaker in Denver, but it would probably sway a few. Then there's that small fact that the Supreme Court has said in no uncertain terms that a complete prohibition on gun ownership is unconstitutional. Equally as important is the reality that a good number of Coloradans simply won't comply with Nicolaus's demands, even if legislators manage to enact it into law. He might hand over his own gun, but I kind of think he'd be alone. The incidents that he describes are terrifying. But based upon his own testimony that he's given here in this column, none of them actually have led him to actually getting rid of his own guns. And he never explains his decision to keep hold of his own guns until the day the state tells him to hand it over, something that I find inexplicable. And, you know, I'll play a stupid game and everything. I'll believe that he's a gun owner. I'll give him that. But I'm not sure why. I'm also completely unpersuaded by his argument that bad guys will stop doing things once we ban these big bad guns for good guys. That is actually not a thing. It's actually not going to happen. Bad guys will simply proliferate at that point. A supply-side solution to violent crime and mass shootings is going to run headlong into the Constitution and tens of millions of responsible gun owners, for one thing. And we've also seen cities like Chicago and Washington, D.C., basically, historically, having higher crime rates with their handgun bans were in effect. So stripping people of their fundamental right to self-defense only empowers the violent predators in any society. The growing number of gun control laws imposed by the Democratic majority has done nothing to stem the rising tide of violent crime in the state, particularly in Denver and some of its suburbs. Maybe Nicolaus sees that as evidence that Democrats need to go even bigger with their anti-gun effort, but I'd say it shows that lawmakers are aiming at the wrong target when they focus on the responsible gun owner. He hasn't gotten rid of his gun because he wants to be able to make the I'm a gun owner but argument in favor of any and all gun control efforts in Colorado and around the city. But maybe he'll enlighten us on his bizarre position in his next column. I'm a gun owner, and I've never run across another gun owner that would tell you they're ready to give up their gun. But they're waiting on the state to tell them to do it. Never heard that before in my life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. excuse me. From the desk of Rob Morris, we get, an interesting thought. Very few of us act like criminals, which is probably a very good thing. A trained gunfighter that decided to go criminal, well, that would be bad. But, we're law-abiding. Even fewer of us think or act like a mass murderer, and that's a good thing, too. It's good to know and understand and exercise restraint. But herein lies the rub. When you think like an honest citizen, you begin to get sort of formulaic in your thinking pattern, and this lack of imagination can have deadly consequences. Thinking like a choir boy is not going to stop a rampage killer who wants to kill you and your children. And this is not an abstract theory. This is a harsh reality that everybody faces every day. And ignoring evil gets you killed. So here's two points of view for you to consider. One perspective says we should forbid people from bringing firearms into buildings where we gather. This, they say, would make us all safer while we're there. And that line of thinking makes complete sense to most honest people. Without guns around, there are fewer ways that an attacker can hurt an innocent victim. That should be obvious to anyone who gives it even in a moment's thought. And the more buildings and outdoor areas that are gun-free, the safer we'll be. Well, that works, only as long as everybody works with that set of rules. Now, how would a criminal think and act in this one? Laws are for honest people. Barring honest people from being armed in sensitive places does nothing to change the behavior of people who break the law. In fact, criminals look for easy victims, and a plastic no guns allowed sign delivers that defensive victim to them on a platter. Do you really think that thieves and murderers obey your rules and put down their weapons because of a sign on a door? Too often the answer is yes. Yes, I expected criminals to obey our rules. Maybe some of them will. The proponents of the gun-free zone say that plastic signs might help and that they do no harm. That statement depends on us not knowing that the truth that rightly brands that claim as a lie. And you already know the truth. Criminals attack the elderly and handicapped precisely because they are easy victims. Mass murderers attack us in so-called gun-free zones 49 out of 50 times because they're easy victims and a high body count. And put another way, we're almost 50 times safer from mass murderers when you're outside of a gun-free zone. And you might not know this, but mass murderers do. Attackers know that almost 1 in 5 attempted mass murders are stopped by an armed citizen where those citizens are allowed to go armed. And that's why killers select gun-free zones 96% of the time. If an ordinary citizen is allowed to go armed, we're about 99 times safer than if we're in a gun-free zone that's only guarded by a plastic sign on the door. And that makes more sense once you remember that 1 out of 12 citizens go legally armed in public today. 1 out of a dozen doesn't stop every crime, but it spreads doubt for every criminal and would-be mass murderer. Now, a lot of you know that intuitively. It isn't the plastic sign that defends the courthouse and the state house. It's the guards with a gun on their belts, and judges and legislators insist on uniformed defenders. But most of us don't have armed security to protect us at the taxpayer's expense. Unless you're a billionaire, a politician, or a celebrity who hires armed guards, it is up to you to protect yourself and your family. Tens of millions of us do that every day, and we go armed at home and in public. And most of us never notice our armed neighbors because concealed is concealed. We tend to forget about our armed neighbors, and we don't appreciate what we can't see. And in contrast, criminals pay very close attention. Criminals are going to avoid the armed victim the way they avoid armed police officers. The bad guys look for places where honest citizens are prevented from arming themselves. Criminals and killers have hunted us at prohibited places like schools and train stations where it's illegal to go armed. they hunt for us at bars late at night because we can't be armed if we go drinking. The plastic no-gun sign disarmed the designated driver as well as the evening drinker. And again, those no-gun signs help murder criminals and mass murderers by sorting out the easy victims. Those thin plastic no-guns-allowed signs may stop lawsuits, but they don't stop rounds. There's your problem. A sign without something to actually defend it means nothing. The signs are there. And, you know, here's one thing I'm going to tell you. You know, you see all of these things right now. I saw something the other day where Mike Pence was discovered with classified documentation. You understand that 90% of the classified documentation that's out there in government today has nothing at all to do with national security and everything to do with them. They're simply not wanting you to know what they're doing. Right? It's not like if this information gets out, anything other than outrage is going to ensue. These signs protect the property owner that puts up the sign. They make them unliable for you being, not defended. But they don't protect you. They don't even, there's a grocery store chain out there that actually does it right by South Carolina law. And yet, in these stores, they have no armed guards. And given what we saw with the Tops grocery store in Buffalo, New York, a grocery store is a very target-rich environment. So take down the signs. It's time you stop making life easier for the bad guy. You'll know how to do that once you start thinking like a criminal. Which means you're always looking. Always looking. But no guns allowed signs. They're not defending anybody. They defend the owner of the property that puts up the no guns allowed sign. That's what they defend. They protect. And everybody that works for them and everybody that's in their business, wide open. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The CEO of TikTok is getting grilled on Capitol Hill as the U.S. considers banning the popular app. Washington State Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers questioned CEO Shou Chu on the company's connection to the Chinese Communist Party.
Are you 100% certain that they cannot use your company to promote such messages?
It is our commitment to this committee and all our users that we will keep this free.
If you can't say 100% certain, I take that as a no.
Former President Trump calling for the removal of several officials currently leading investigations into him. In a post on his social media site Truth Social, Trump said Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg should be booted from office immediately. A New York dog famous for painting on canvas and raising money for charities has died. Dagger Dog Vinci, a black lab golden retriever, passed away from cancer. He was 10 years old. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Going back to Colorado, we talked about Colorado with Mr. Mario Nicolaus and his, if they banned it, I'd give it up, that kind of thing. And they have introduced a bill quietly last Friday, HB 23-1230, prohibit assault weapons in Colorado. And in this one, they have decided to define the term assault weapon. And by defining those that they say are assault weapons, now they have a list of guns that they intend to let go of, a list of characteristics, if you will. And this gets interesting. Within HB 23-1230, an assault weapon is defined as a firearm that includes any of the following: a 50 caliber rifle, excluding antique shotguns and muzzle-loading firearms, a semi-automatic rifle that accepts a detachable magazine or may be modified to accept one, has a pistol grip, with a protruding grip that can be held by the non-trigger hand, a folding, telescoping, a thumb hole, or detachable stock has a flash suppressor, a functional grenade launcher. I always put one of those on every gun I get. With a shroud attached to the barrel, or that partially or completely encircles the barrel, with a threaded barrel, with a fixed large capacity magazine, more than 15 rounds, as defined by CRS 18-12-301, a semi-automatic pistol, the plot thickens, that has the capacity to accept a detachable magazine or may be modified to accept one, with a second pistol grip, with a shroud attached to the barrel, or that partially or completely encircles the barrel, with a flash suppressor, with the capacity to accept a detachable ammunition device at some feeding device at some location outside the pistol grip that weighs more than 50 ounces when unloaded, with a buffer tube, arm brace, or other part that protrudes horizontally behind the pistol grip, and with a fixed large-capacity magazine. Another one is a shotgun with a revolving cylinder, a semi-automatic shotgun with a pistol grip, with any feature capable of functioning or as a protruding grip, with a folding or telescoping thumb hole or detachable stock, with a functional grenade launcher. What is well with this? Any firearm with a rapid fire trigger activator. The bill makes a provision for someone who has the parts to make a complete weapon with the definition of any combination of parts from which an assault weapon may be readily assembled if these parts are in the same position or under the control of the same person. So there's going to be some semi-automatic pistols out there that are going to be a problem. I don't know if it's going to be the 9mm wonders, but we're going to see. Because. But then there's that whole Bruin, Heller, McDonald trinity out there waiting for them that they're going to have to get by. And all of these states are going to continue to try. All of these leftist, anti-liberty states are going to continue to try this, going to continue to throw this against the wall. Let's go a little further west to Los Angeles. There you can meet the new mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, by way of Havana, by the way. Spider and the Fly, they did a little article about her. It's a product of a group that bills itself as an anti-communism action team and features unique and informative reports, eye-opening video exposés, moving and well-documented essays, and a weekly selection of tyrannical Marxist outrages curated from news reports from around the globe. So they document that Bass spoke fondly of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro when he died, calling him Comandante en Jefe, or the, commander-in-chief, basically. We find that in the 1970s, Bass, as described by the Communist Daily World, was a leader of the Vince Ramos Brigade, a Marxist group started by the Castro regime, to subvert American interests, weaken democracies, and spread communism around the world. It also includes an excerpt from a 1972 appearance before the U.S. House of Representatives by a sheriff's deputy who infiltrated the group. And he testified, to be a member of the brigade, you had to be confirmed as a Marxist-Leninist. And he further alleged that young Americans were trained in terrorist tactics and guerrilla warfare. The U.S. Senate heard testimony in 1975 that members of the Vince Ramos Brigade were taught to make bombs during their trips to Cuba. Bass went to Cuba at least 8 times in the 70s and participated in firearms training during a brigade camping trip in the L.A. area in the 1980s. But you know what? That was then, right? I mean, people grow. People evolve. They change, don't they? In 2017, Bass entered a statement into the Congressional Record eulogizing O'Neill Cannon, a member of the Communist Party USA who helped elect her, and she described Cannon as a mentor. Bass's Marxist radicalism received renewed interest because before the Democrats had settled on Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's handlers were considering her for the vice presidency. And put in context, they were seriously considering putting her a heartbeat away from the presidency. So the Atlantic, knowing, it couldn't very well hide the past, did what it could do to help excuse it. She was young and idealistic and bursting with social justice, and there were wrongs to be righted. You know, it was just one of those, it was a youth, the folly of youth. It was the folly of youth. That's all. It was just the folly of youth. You understand that, don't you? The best way to think of Bass's politics at the time and now is as a black activist who is deeply concerned with about what the activists are raising today, systemic racism. The Atlantic casts out anyone inclined to bite and swallow that Bass and comrades built houses and engaged in cultural activities. And she claims she was always rejected violence and didn't associate with in any way with any militant groups. And radicals playing the systemic racism card who affiliate with tyrants aren't militants. If you can't believe a Marxist about that, who can you believe? She then renounced her praise for Fidel Castro because of her perspective changing over time. But, you know, Castro was really, really good about disarming his people. Because who needs guns but the jefes? And as world found out when Bass's guns were stolen, what she said to get the stupid moms demand action vote and what she practiced for herself are two different things. And they're the ones who tell us guns are bad. And that a woman with a gun in the home is more at risk of being hurt or killed than the chances are it will be needed for defense. So if she really believed in the swill they swallow, as Fidel used to ask, armas para qué? Also, as she goes along in the crime-ridden Los Angeles, she's also calling out to root out right-wing extremist police. And she wants to lower the bar for the new recruits, which we just saw happen in Memphis, didn't we? We just saw how well that works in Memphis when you lower the bar. Gosh. And I thought Garcetti was bad. I'm glad I don't live in L.A. I'm glad I can look at it from afar. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was in a gun shop the other day. I'm not going to mention who it is. I actually like the gun shop. But I was looking for something, and I asked for something. What I asked for was a fingerprint card so I can form one, all of these little pistol configuration things I got laying around. I got a couple of Ronies. I got an AR-15 pistol that Spikes built for me, my truck gun. And I was just going to go ahead and just form one them. Now, there's some reasons for that. This is not me getting out there and saying, well, I better do it or I'll be in trouble. This is me saying that I've gone out and made videos with these things. This is me saying that I've been so public with these things that everybody, you know, anybody wants to look knows I've got them. So they know I've got them, right? So as I'm doing this and as I'm asking for this, the counter guy tells me, well, there's ways to get around the NFA and the ATF. You just take the brace off of it, put a, you know, and use the sling as your brace. Now, I thought about that for a minute. He told me the reason you would do that, because if you didn't do that, then the ATF would know you had it. But right over there in the corner was a kiosk for silencer shop, where if you want to get a suppressor, which is another NFA item, you can get your silencer shop account, do your fingerprints right there, all these other fun things, and it all happens right there, and they all take it through the process. And guess what? The ATF knows you have the suppressor if you buy the suppressor, because it's an NFA item right now. Now, try as I might, I know the issue becomes something after you leave, you know, if you die. What happens to these things, these weapons and everything else, the suppressors? And so you need to probably establish a trust, right, whereby people in the trust that are younger than you, your offspring, your son, your daughter, they can take possession of them if they want to. But besides that, I don't, you know, it seems like once it's in the NFA registry, nothing really happens with it. Now, one day, they could very easily decide to outlaw every one of those things because they seem to want to add everything to it. And then there'll be another fight for rights and everything else, which is always happening. It's always going on. Right now, with the pistol brace, you know, first of all, we had the bump stock ban, which the bump stock ban was a, it was never an accessory I wanted to put on any of my guns. I have fired guns that are truly fully automatic. It is absolutely a rush, no doubt about it. And it is definitely much better when somebody else is paying for the ammo. But beyond that, with the weapons available to me, like the AR-15, you know, I can't have a fully automatic Mod Deuce. I can't have an M60. I can't have a saw. Or if I do, it's going to be a semi-automatic version of something. So without them in their true configuration, because those guns were set up to be fully automatic machine guns. The AKs, that was set up to be a fully automatic machine gun. The reason that the M16 M4 platform is so abysmal in fully automatic is that it was actually set up by for civilians with the AR-15 to be a semi-automatic rifle. And now it's the most cloned gun on the planet with the 1911s and the Glocks and the SIG PO7s and the SIG, or not the PO7, the CZ PO7. All of these guns are cloned just left, right, and center. Everybody's got a clone of them. Some of them are very good. Some of them are just absolutely crazy. They take the gun from the original setup and move it into something altogether different, you know, like a boutique gun. The pistol brace was designed to facilitate for disabled veterans a way to effectively operate a pistol with one hand. And it was legal, according to the ATF, for a long, long time. And now they've decided it isn't. And just like with the bump stock, which was legal for a very long time, and then they decided it wasn't. Just like the bump stock, and just like now the pistol brace, this usurps the congressional ability to handle making law. Because if you outlaw something, there has to be a law to outlaw it, not a rule. So they essentially usurp the power to create a new law that deviates from existing law and precedent. Now, if they leave this unchecked, this creates a new precedent. And if that's the case, this is where I start saying to myself, okay, maybe this what's the point of voting thing is really a thing. Because then that means sooner or later we're going to move to something kinetic. Because we're now not, this is no longer, and I know, I'm not sitting back here going, well, you know, we're our government is by the consent of the voter, of the governed. I know that. I get it. I understand it. I know the game they're playing. I know the game they're playing. But there are lines that if they do cross them, well, and in Congress, it's not so much about them crossing the line. The ATF is crossing the line. Congress should roll in there and look at what they're doing and say, defund them. You're out of business. You no longer, we strip from you your rule-making capacity. And barring that, we're just not going to fund you. So if you guys want to do it, you're doing it for free. And we're not going to back you. And we're going to denounce you. So, the overturn of the bump stock ban may open the door for legal precedent to shoot down the new pistol brace rule. And there's lawsuits coming out all over the place. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed a lawsuit against the ATF on the grounds that the new rule violates the Second Amendment separation of power. The NRA... in conjunction with a coalition of 25 states and many other organizations, has launched a lawsuit arguing that the ATF's pistol brace ban is an egregious overstep of its authority and a gross misuse of executive fiat, which it is. And while these lawsuits are pending, Republicans in Washington are doing everything they can to reverse this, not only this ruling, but past overreach by the ATF as well. Senators Marshall and Kennedy have formally introduced the Stop Harassing Owners of Rifles Today Act, or SHORT. And this aims to remove some short-barreled rifles, shotguns, and other weapons from the daunting grasp of the NFA. And this would also require the ATF to destroy any records related to the registration, transfer, or manufacture of firearms removed from the NFA by the bill. See, there's some people out there right now today in politics that understand that you're going to have to actually meticulously put out there that this happens, this happens, this happens, this happens, and leave no open doors for them. Well, the pistol brace ban is illegally redefined federal firearms law through a usurpation of congressional activity and authority. And that's it. And it subsequently infringes upon our rights, as well as the millions of firearm owners who legally purchased the guns and the pistol brace. I just bought the pistol brace a year and a half ago. It was legal when I bought it. And it didn't mean that the gun that I put it on had anything at all to do with an NFA item, because at the time, it wasn't an NFA item. And if, you know, if we're going to go by historical precedent, all we have to do is look at certain things and just simply say to ourselves, this whole thing is stupid because you guys aren't going to enforce it. That's the other problem. They don't enforce a lot of gun control laws and everything else. So here we are trying to make you a felon, and we're going to see where it goes. But, you know, one thing we don't need to do is open the door to becoming a prohibited person. Don't ever do that to yourself. Don't ever do that. Hour number three is inbound. We're going to be talking with writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendova.